Thanks for stopping by here at the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. God bless every one of you. Father, we just thank you for this another day that you've given us. Thank you, Lord. We just have one day at a time, and we have this day. We want to live for you. Bless Brother Freedom, anoint him, and Lord, all the listeners, many listeners we have, bless them in Jesus' name, and we give you thanks and praise. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Father, I just thank you and I praise you this wonderful, this most special day. And surely this is your day, and we rejoice, and we're glad in it. We thank you for all you've done. We thank you what you have done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do. Father, we know that you're coming back soon, and you're looking for a peculiar people. And Father, hopefully that we can all get a peculiar enough that you see us as bright little stars shining for you. I pray for your blessings upon your people. I pray for that lady, for Tony right now. I pray for that cancer to leave her, to stay away from her in Jesus' wonderful name. Lord, we claim that healing touch her, and right this very second, we command it as being done. We believe it's going to happen. We praise you. Let the healing flow from heaven. That Jesus, by your stripes, we're healed, and she's healed this day. We thank you. We thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for that peace that passes all understanding. We thank you for your strength is real, and for you're forever faithful. We give you praise. We give you glory and honor. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says the word shall set us and will not be offended. When we're offended by the word, we're in a terrible place. Because in the word of God, which actually every time we read the word of God, it's a set of facts. It's messages from heaven. It generally touches that individual that's reading it, and it's what they need. And I believe that. So as we take heed to things that God has given us, we start benefiting from the things from heaven. The word of God is very special. The law of the Lord is righteous. The word that I hid in my heart that I might sin against thee. Great peace have they that love my law, and nothing shall offend them. Great peace that love my law, and nothing shall offend them. When we're where we should be, it doesn't offend us. But if we're getting offended what the word's speaking to us, I guess then we're getting offended. And it puts us in a place that we cannot receive, we can't be benefited from God's glory that God wants to bestow upon us. He wants to help us day by day, and it's a path that we grow day by day. It's just like our blood flows through our body, and today it'll flow tomorrow if we live. But anytime that blood stops, we stop. And that's the way this whole word and everything that we get from God, it actually flows day by day through us. And it flows in such a way that we're the benefactor, we get the blessings from heaven. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will and it shall be done. But people really get offended. There's people I've heard said, oh, don't you say anything about the second coming, because I'm not gonna be here. And such stuff as that. Well, the Bible says we're to be, take heed to all these things. And if we're going to get offended, then we need to have a new makeup of God. We need to say, what's wrong? I believe it. You know, it's just like driving the car. If I obey the speed limits and I'm a careful driver, I'm probably going to be able to drive a long ways without an accident. But if I'm always, or once in a while even, speeding, driving carelessly, doing something I know is wrong, but go ahead and do it, I'm in for a great catastrophe. And I'm in troubles, because the laws are made to help us. The laws of the land. It's made for we the people. So when it says 70 miles an hour, people may grumble at 70, but if everybody wouldn't go over 70, there would probably not be a lot of as many accidents as there is, because the faster you go, the harder it is to stop, the harder it is to get judgment when you see it, it's happened. And that's the way our life is. God's given us these laws that we take heed to these things that helps us to mature in Him and be a wise and a faithful servant, that we might become an overcomer. And if we get offended every time that we read the Word of God, or the pastor says something, don't meet our fancy, then we're in troubles. And I truly believe in this last hour, there's many people that's going to be offended. The Bible says that Jesus said, blessed is the day that won't be offended in that day. We're going to be offended. We don't want to hear those things. We don't want to be, we want to hear the things that we want to hear. But the things that we want to hear sometimes are not for our good. God wants to mature us to be like Him. We're to not be like our brother or our sister. We can be singular, but we're not exactly like them. We're all patterned after our Heavenly Father. And through that, Jesus Christ gave His life that we might have. He became a pattern for us. He became that one that we can look to. But we always have to remember that God has a place and a place for us to be. And we need to take great courage in this last hour that we find ourselves walking in His callings. But there we go again. I'm going to get took up back on a touchy subject. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is what we need. I don't care how you want to describe it. We all need the Spirit of God in us. The other way we just know of God, we never know Him. The Bible says that He'll be in us. And He truly is. When you have the Spirit of God in you, you become alive. Things don't offend you. You can hear things and say, Lord, I receive that with gladness. Help me to be an overcomer. Help me to walk wisely in Your eyes. Help me to develop myself so that I might be a vessel of praise. You know, if we just get out here and live loosely, we're not an example. I think everybody has to come up to that. We agree on that one thing. You're not an example, and I don't think that many people really think you're super good. You got to grow in the Lord. And you're not trying to outdo somebody, but you're trying to please your Heavenly Father. You're walking under the word, Lord, under all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing. We're to increase also in knowledge of God, strengthened with all might. With His might, whose might? God's might. Strengthened with all might and power, according to His glorious power, and long suffering with joyfulness. We're to have been joyful. You know, many people I've seen them over the years, Christians are sometimes the most unjoyful people there is. I'd like to compliment them, but many are that way. They look like last night must have been a real terrible night. And they get up on the wrong side of the bed every morning, and they stay that way. We need to have the joy of the Lord is our strength. He becomes our power. We take on His nature. We just don't take on lightly, but if we actually were a child of God, we should be like Him. And that's just all of us. We're to model ourselves. What's God? What is He? He's love. He's joy. That's He's required of me. Love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, patience, godliness, loving kindness. We're to be forgiving, loving one another, not critical, not blasphemous, but we're to love and we're to walk as examples unto the Lord. We don't do it out here to show off. No, we do it as examples unto God. It says His eyes are running to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on the behalf of those who have made themselves examples for Him. Examples. He's going to be on your side. You can't outdo God. When you give a little bit of God, God's going to come down and bless you. Last night, a couple times, I know it had to be the Lord. I moved in a new house and I didn't know the surroundings were different. And I said, what did I do with that? With one thing? I said, you know, I've just my head anymore is not the best. I lay something down. Sometimes I don't remember where to put it. And all three times I've laid my hands on it like this. And that has to be the Lord. He helps us when we can be in confusion. You know, I get in great confusion about it happened to me. I say, what are they doing? I don't know whether it's just me or that, but you're confused. You say, how could I do such a thing? We could say something worse, a dumb thing. We wonder how we are capable of doing those kind of things. But God sees us as His child, and even those things, He'll help you. He'll strengthen you. And we all fail. We're made to fail. That's why we have to learn to be an overcomer. Every day we apply it says, keep in perfect peace His mind to stay with thee because we trust in Him. Great peace have they loved my law, and nothing shall offend them. We need to have that great peace that loves God's law. We not be offended. We need to realize that God's word is true. Our whole being should be full of God's word, just running over. I can do all things through Christ with strength. My God shall supply all my need. He hath not given the spirit of fear, but power of a sound mind. Greater is he that's within me. And all these things should be bubbling in you. And if you do that, great peace is going to be in your life. You're going to have the surroundings of God's glory. You're going to be taking on his nature. You're going to have his blessings, and he'll take care of you. His eye is over the righteous, and his ears open their cry. It says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. You know, any of us, most all of us have children, and most all parents, I don't know any parent. When their kids cry to them, I mean, they're there. They're sympathetic with that child. They're not critical. They say, why are you hurting? Let dad or mama help you. If we can, we'll get you somewhere to try to get you help. But that's what God is, only a million times more. The example goes greater with him because we don't see him. We do it by faith. And so our faith, God wants our faith to grow while we're here upon earth. We don't have to see him. We just know that he's there. And that's why we grow in the Lord. We didn't start out that way, but we hope we end up that way. We start out as a child. I was like probably any other child. I didn't know nothing. But then if you abide in me and the words abide in you, you should ask what you will and it shall be done. When I started taking in that word and eating it, it became filled my total being up. It becomes your lasting supply of God's message in you. And then greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. A lot of it hooked that greater is the word of God. Now we're to have the Spirit of God. Before you can keep the Spirit of God, you're going to have the Word of God in you also. You abide in me and my words abide in you. You shall ask, they go together. It's just like putting out here with a car. You can fill a tank full of gas all day long and you can cut the air off that engine. It will not run. It will not run. You can turn the switch off and it won't run. There's a lot of things that keeps that engine from running. And that's the way it is. We turn God off. He'll keep us running if we don't turn the switch off. And we try, a lot of times limit God to help us. And God wants us, he wants to excel in him. He doesn't want us to be a failure. He wants to be an overcomer. He wants to be happy. He wants us to be glad. He wants to walk in his spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But we might have his blessing that we put on his love. We find ourselves faithfully walking in his spirit. We find ourselves walking in as a child from heaven. And if the whole world will come against you, you've got nothing to fear. You've got nothing to be afraid of. You've got nothing to even to worry about. God is greater than the problems you face. He is greater than your cancer. He's greater than whatever you face. He's greater than your sight. He's greater than your hearing. He's greater than whatever you face. He is great. He is your the plus that you have in this life. If you don't have him, you ain't got the plus. We got to have God because we have to have him to survive. The Lord just showed me this week, it's going to be hard times very shortly in this country of ours. There's going to be some hard times going to hit us. And we better need the love of God. We just know how to reach God. The trouble is, most of God's people don't know how to reach him. They think they do, but they never reach him. So you need to learn pretty fast that God is your supplier. He is your way maker. He is your keeper. He is your friend. He wants you in heaven. He's got a reservation for you in heaven. Reservation means that no one else can have your place in heaven. He's got a place for you. And you take that place with joy this night. Receive it with gladness. Say, God's going to keep me while I'm here because he wants me to be with him in heaven. Yes, he does. And you can just... you can take that to the bank. You can make it. And you can make it. His eyes are on the righteous and he'll bless you. The problem we have is our thoughts get on. We're wayward. We don't keep our minds stayed on the Lord Jesus Christ. Thou will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because we trust in thee. Our minds are wandering. We're wandering out here like a cow that wants a new piece of green grass. The grass is greener over on the other side of the fence. And many times Christians, They want a better experience. When God has them exactly where He wants them, He can then get them, and all they need to look up and say, Lord, He says, I got you there because of the reason. You need to be an overcomer. You need to zip up that tongue. You need to quit talking about people. You need to be loving your people instead of loving your neighbor instead of be criticizing. These are places we all can grow, that we can mature as God has. He's the only, we don't know. We can't judge one another. We better not. We pray for one another. The Bible says, lo, owe no man but love. So we have nothing to give, and the love is to pray for our people, for the person, our friends, our families, our friends, and not, and then we're to pray for those who despitefully use us, for those that hate us. We're to pray for them. We're to want their soul to be saved also. We need to see that God has a place for us this day, and we can be wise as the serpent that harbors his dove. You know, our old servant's pretty wise, and we can have his wise, but we're going to be harmless. We're not going to hurt nobody. That snake gets sort of vicious. We need to be harmless. We need to have that intenseness in God that keeps us in his power. But yet we can be touch something. We won't hurt nothing. We won't destroy it. We're going to help it to live. And our criticalness, sometimes we kill our brothers or sisters, and we get too critical with them, we get too slanderous with them, we get too verbal with them sometimes, but we need to just back off and say, I love you. I know where you've been. I know you've been having a bad day, and I'm here to help you. I'm concerned with, because I love you, and I don't want to see you miss heaven. You know, we got to remember all our friends, our loved ones, we want them to be in heaven with us. We want them to be united with God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. It's going to be a wonderful day up there. It's going to be a day of joyfulness. It's going to be a day of praising God and worshiping God. Oh, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast of the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and He delivered me from all of my fears. This is a good service tonight. God's gonna machine him. God's gonna shield him. The glory of God. God wants to come down and electrify the church by the Spirit of God. The church is dead, but God wants to be alive. The Spirit of God needs to be alive in our hearts. We need a new inspiration from God. We need a new birth from the Lord, that we're alive unto God, dead to sin, and we might walk wisely before the Lord. Father, just pray for a mighty blessing upon your people. I pray that you'll bless this night. I pray that you'll bless them in the wonderful name of Jesus. To God be all glory. To God be all praise. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen.